Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling, and on this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll enjoy the art songs of Ukraine, starting with their most famous composer, Mykola Lysenko, who lived from 1842 till 1912. Ukraine is in the news, if sadly, because of armed conflict there. If you thought that Poland was overrun, changed hands, and had a rough history, Ukraine certainly matches and outsuffers Poland. But other than mentioning some of the most salient historic matters that affected Lysenko, I'll keep my introductions to the poetry and the music. Let's begin with Lysenko's art song called Oriental Melody to the poem of Lesya Ukrainka. It's a love song of longing written in 1907. As usual for Lysenko, he uses new music for each section of the poem.
Ведь на мисе ты мне.
On this edition of Singing at Other Sins, we're enjoying the art songs of Ukraine and its most famous composer, Mykola Lysenko. We just heard his Oriental Melody, sung by Kristina Sabo. The pianist for most of these songs is Albert Krajewolt. That song was recommended by the star of this set of wonderfully produced Ukrainian art songs, baritone Pavlo Hunka, who we'll now hear in Lysenko's Sailboat, set in 1912 to a poem of Yehen Hrebinka. The rhythmically repetitive accompaniment evokes the motion of a boat on the waves, a kind of barcarolle. The poet compares man's fate to the hapless boat that can easily break up on the stormy sea of life. A lively and engaging song. The ear expects a strophic song, but there's plenty of surprises along the way, especially in the last music when the man has decided against all odds to go to sea. Lysenko's Sailboat was sung by Pavlo Hunka. Next, The Reaper, in which the text of Shevchenko, Ukraine's most famous poet, is set as a funeral march. The song begins with a bell-like ostinato, flourishes and tremolos in the piano with descending melodic lines and modal harmonies create a spectral image of the reaper. In the last strophe, the poet, narrator, reminds us that even he will die, and in this case he states that no one will plant a cross on his grave to remember him.
Oh, земля стогне море. Зустрічаються чи тне косар не спочиває, і ні на кого не вважає, хоч і не просить.
Just heard The Reaper, sung by Russell Brown. Again, we heard some serious dramatic music. The next Lysenko song we'll hear is the setting sun to the poetry of Voronyi, who represented a new generation of poets. The sound of this song is impressionistic, demonstrating that it was written in the 20th century. There is an easy feeling in the music that reflects the nature setting, but the last lines addressed to nature are, "Don't abandon us."
Free!
That was The Setting Sun by Lysenko, performed by Elizabeth Turnbull. Next, we'll hear a duet, A Boat Drifts On. It does sail on, but it's full of water. They hope it doesn't capsize. This is another barcarolle and based on a folk song. Lysenko was one of the first composers to collect folk songs. He ended up setting over 500 of them, and they inevitably have some influence in his 230 art songs. A Boat Drifts On was sung by Isabel Bayrak-Derian and Allison McCarty. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and a tribute to the Ukrainian composer Lysenko. While we're in the multiple voice art song mode, let's hear A Floating Cloud with four voices. Taras Shevchenko is again the poet. The gray mist spreads darkness that enshrouds one's soul. We await the dawn as children do their mother. Notice how Lysenko uses solo voices as well as the ensemble in this song. This adds to its personal message. His musical invention never flags, nor becomes predictable.
Yeah.
Next song, Illicit Love, to Shevchenko's words, a ballad tells a story of the unwed mother's suffering. It begins with the gossip in the village of the visit a widow receives from a Cossack. She rears her son and in the end brings him to a Cossack camp and then becomes a nun.
Не минула слава тая, не марна. Сниться у меня снити сына привела.
Illicit Love, a serious poem set in an engaging way by Lysenko, the Ukrainian composer who is the star of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. Pavlo Hunka was the singer. Next we'll hear a lively song by Lysenko called Dancing Shoes. But the minor key tells us that though the young girl would love to go out dancing, she's poor and has no shoes. Was Lysenko's Dancing Shoes, sung by Monica Witcher. It's interesting to hear the brisk rhythms of that song, and yet also to notice that the barefoot girl is actually sad. Now we'll hear the Ukrainian Art Song Project's star, Pavlo Hunka, again. This is In the Garden by the Shore by Lysenko. you can hear that this Shevchenko poem tells of a young girl who's suffering a blighted youth, not going down to the shore to draw water because a wicked man controls her. That lively song called In the Garden by the Shore carries a sad tale beautifully sung by Pavlo Hunka. Let's hear another of Lysenko's ensemble songs set toward the end of his life. This is Evening, to the poetry of Isidor Vorobkevich. It tells the various aspects of the night, calling the earth, God's temple, calm and still. We rest from the day's work, and the calming moon watches over everything.
Oh!
there's an uneasy aspect to that music that runs counter to the positive message of the words. The composer Lysenko is obviously putting his own spin on the idyll called Evening. Let's hear a really grand song performed by Pavlo Hunka. Should the mighty hetmans rise again, they'd cry out bitter tears at the Cossack glory that was vanquished.
Thank you.
Pavlo Hunka sang Lysenko's Hetmani on this Ukrainian art song edition of Singing and Other Sins. I've been working on these radio programs since 1988 and overlooked the vast beauty and power of these songs. I'll be doing more, for sure. From his early period, 1873, we'll hear Lysenko's grand Yaroslavna's Lament. It's his longest art song and tells the age-old story of the woman fearing for her warrior husband. As you'll hear at the end of the song, he does not return.
Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok.
княгиня Ярославна. У путивні на стіні і ридає, і гукає, як зозулька на зорі.
Твою тоску
In the final art song, we can hear elements of the folk songs that Lysenko collected. This is called Never to Have Loved. It isn't the poplar tree that bends, but rather a young maiden who bewails her fate to never fall in love. She expects to die an old maid. But you'll hear that Lysenko ends on a major chord, and so I expect that a young lad has been listening to her lament. Lysenko's Never to Have Loved, sung by Monica Whicher. You've been listening to Singing and Other Sins, the Lysenko portion of the Ukrainian Art Song Project. Many thanks to Pavla Hunka for his help. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.